Thank you for holding. My name is Wendy. I'm a supervisor with the fraud department. How can I help you today?
Well, somebody ordered or did something there on my card, my debit card, for $59 for a survey, and I don't do surveys.
Okay. Let me get this account.
I'm 75 years old. I don't need a vacuum.
Okay. I understand. Bear with me just a moment. I'm working on getting that account pulled up here, Mr. Paul.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Yes, sir. Is your address the 203?
Quinnison
Okay, thank you so much. And I show an email address of skitterman1946@gmail.com.
Road,
All right, thank you.
yeah. I don't know who got this
Thank
information, but I don't order that stuff. I don't do stuff like that.
Okay. Yes, sir. All of our accounts are set up via our website. It normally starts with a survey that's offered online. Then after taking the survey, the customer is offered a sweepstakes entry for either a Dyson vacuum or an iPhone or iPad normally. In this case, it does look like it was the Dyson vacuum that the sweepstakes was done for. They also offer a monthly membership to Bites Hub, which is that meal planning app. It's like a health and fitness mobile app. So is there anyone else that has access to your card, Mr. Paul, that might would be interested in a Dyson or a fitness app?
Not that I know of.
No. Okay, and let's see here.
You don't have a
Yep,
computer.
that's the same phone number
I don't
there.
have a computer or anything like that, so I don't do that stuff online or any of that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, these could also be done
I'm a
using
disabled veteran. I'm 75 years old and I'm a disabled veteran, and I don't need
Okay.
a vacuum, so.
Okay, I completely understand. Yes, sir. Well, have you already talked with your bank or card company concerning the charge?
Yeah.
Okay. And have they started a dispute on their end, or are they waiting to hear back from you?
They're waiting to hear from me.
Okay. All right. Well, we can go on ahead and file this as fraud on our end. Now, I do have to make sure that you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded to our corporate office for a pending investigation. They may use the local authorities to pull the IP address to see, where it was placed or who placed the order. Any fraudulent claims of fraud charges can result in penalties such as a fine. But as long as you're sure that no one in your household, placed the original order or signed up, we can go on ahead and proceed with the claim. I just need your permission, Mr. Paul.
Yeah.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment. I'm going to get everything going here. I'll see about issuing the refunds, and then I'll provide you with a confirmation number before we're done.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm almost done, sir. So we do have the account fully canceled and marked as fraud. So if anyone were to try to call back in and reopen the account, it would not allow them to do so. I have also gone in and issued a refund for two separate charges of $59.89. You can expect to see those credits back to your account within 3 to 5 business days. We'll send an email confirmation about the refunds. And I'd be happy to give you that confirmation number here over the phone.
Yep.
Yes, sir. It is C like Charlie 920-757-616.
C 920 757-616.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I could help you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Paul. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.
Yep, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.